We're up to Zion on the base. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai. Miyom Shebarak Kadosh Baruch Hu Olam Lo Haya Adam Shekar La Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon Ad Sheba Avram Vekaru Adon Ukrau Adon Shnemar Vayomer Hashem Vaidaki Yarshena. Tosis says a whole kasha here about what does that mean that Avram was the first one to call him an Adon. Everyone had Noah called him Hashem. So he's saying specifically the lashon of Adon, like Ado and then Nai. So Avram was the first one to use that phrase. Amarav, Av Daniel Onan El Bishvil Avram Shnemar V'Yata Shmael Kenu El Tivas Avdecha V'Yatachna V'Yarpenecha Amikdashach Hashemim Laman Ado Shem. Laman Chami Bayit. He already talked about Hashem in the beginning of V'Yata Shmael Kenu El Tivas Avdecha. He's talking in the second person to Hashem. So why does he say Ado Shem? Because he's trying to invoke the name of Hashem based on Avram Avinu. Laman Chami Bayit Laman Avram Shekaracha Adon. We already quoted that from somebody else, but here Rabbi Yochanan is quoting from Mishum Baruch Hai. That there wasn't until Leah that someone gave thanks to Hashem. What a crazy statement. No one gave thanks to Hashem before Leah came along. What about Eliezer? What about Avram Avinu? What about Noah brings karbonos to Hashem? What does it mean that Leah was the first person to say thank you to Hashem? There are different ways of understanding that. You can look at it. The Rashi just gives you the simple explanation of why she was thanking Hashem. Four wives, 12 tribes. Kevin Shielda ben Revi. Hodisa al Chalkash al Yosef min Achashman Megila. He says is also on Chumash. She now got her fourth child. Technically, she should only get three based on the math, and she got the fourth, which is more than she deserves, and therefore she was giving thanks to Hashem. There are different explanations about how this is supposed to be understood. It could be that she was the first person to use the word Hoda'ah, like Todah. Other people thanked Hashem in different ways, like Karban or Eliezer's phrases and stuff like that. But never use the word hoda'ah. The Ksav Sofer has an interesting idea, which I spoke about earlier this year, which is that she was the first person to thank Hashem for something very normal. Right? Noah's thanking Hashem for being saved from a flood is obviously a big miracle. Right? And Eliezer finding Rivka, that was also a miracle. He talked about it there. But what happened to Leah? She had a child. That's natural. Children happen. Obviously, everything's a miracle. But that's a natural process, and therefore, she's the first one to give thanks to Hashem for a natural process. There are different understandings also. Now that we're talking about the Shvatim's names, let's talk about other people's names. Reuven, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Leah, Reuma, Bein Bini, Lebein Chami. Look at the difference between Reuven, my firstborn, and between Esav, the son of my father-in-law, Ti'ilu ben Chami, Avagat Midate Zavane Levichirose. Even though Esav sold his birthright, Dechsiva Imikoras Bechorsol Yaakov, Chazumat Sivbe Vayistom Esav Es Yaakov. He's still upset.
We have Leah quoting scripture before scripture was written.
Yeah. I don't know if it's literal, that's what she's talking about, but you're right. Right, Esav keeps pointing out that Yaakov's a trickster. And my son, and this gets even weirder for David, even though Yosef had taken the birthright, how exactly did Yosef take the birthright? Where's that pasuk? Not even earlier in Bereshis. That's from? Where does it say? No. Not even. I don't think. Let me look back.
Some Chronicles.
Yes. What's Chronicles? Divrei Hayamim. She's quoting Divrei Hayamim. Okay. So, Afilu Hachilo Eknabe. Even with that, Yosef, Reuven was not jealous of him, even though he lost the birthright to Yosef. Another thing maybe she couldn't have known of, which is that they sold Yosef, they put him in a pit, and Reuven was the one that was going to sell him, to save him by selling him. Okay, interestingly, so that's what she says. Reuven is a reference, and this all happens right when Reuven's born. There isn't even Yosef yet. She's naming Reuven, Say, look at my child who's not jealous of this boy that hasn't even been born yet, relative to Esav, who did what he did.
This is part of the mechanics of prophecy that are very hard.
That could
how
be.
It works itself.
There's something going on. I don't know if this is.
It's timeless.
You're saying that Leah named Reuven with the Ruach HaKodesh not knowing yet what was going to happen, or are you saying that she had Ruach HaKodesh even of those things that are going to happen in the future? Either way would be a good read.
She named him, and these things would unfold. These meanings were intended to unfold over time.
Good.
It's a name, you know.
It's Ruach HaKodesh.
It's not even just Ruach HaKodesh, but it makes the person into what?
Good. So let's keep looking. Rus, my Rus. Why is she called Rus? I know why you choose Rus out of all names. Rivahu is like Kosi Rivaya in what is that? Mizmor LeDavid, right? That it overflows. She overflows with praises of Hashem. That's why her name was Rus. Rivahu. Minale Deshama Garim. How do we know that a name causes? What does that mean, a name causes? Like Tzvi was saying, that the name that you give to a child is actually going to cause them to be certain types of people. That actually has effect on people. Am Rabbi Eliezer to Amar Kora Lechu Chazum Yipolos Hashem Asher Shem Sam Shemos Ba'aretz Atikri Shem Shamos Ba'aretz Atikri Shamos El Shemos, that he gives names to the people. Exactly how you understand that pasuk to be telling us that it's goreim things for a person. I'm not really sure, but it definitely has a reference to names. Whether or not Leah knew and that's why she named him, or she named him and that's how it happened, not really sure which one would be more accurate.
It's interesting though with Rus. Leah was a tzedekah, so she had that ruach hakodesh, but Rus's mother wasn't even Jewish.
Right, you're saying when she was named Rus.
Right, when she was named Rus.
There are non-Jewish prophets.
Yeah, her mother was not one of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting point. I don't know. But that would go better with the second explanation, that based on the name, that's what kind of person you become.
There's a source that God gives prophecy to the parents when they're not.
It's actually I remember contradicted when I named down here. There's a contradicting opinion saying that a parent does not receive a prophecy. Hashem inspires them for that name.
It's not exactly prophecy, but it's sort of like a little nudge.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
That would have been a big WhatsApp.
Remember when I named my son Dovi? So I named him Dovi Menashe. Someone came over to me afterwards and said, he's going to be a strong person because I named him David. Okay, I hope so. But that's what he had said to me. Obviously, he believed in this Gemara. Or he knew this Gemara. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishir Rabbi Yoshim Barachai. Kasha Tar B'Sura B'Soch Beislah Shal Adam Yosem Mechamas Gol Gomazot. If one of your children goes off the derech, that's more painful to a person than the actual war of Gog u'Magog. Shnei Mar Mizmor Adav Levarchu V'nei Avshalom B'No V'Chusiv Ba'asrei Hashem Ma Rabu Tzarai Rabim Kamim Alai. David HaMelech says how difficult it is for me that about my son Avshalom. That he's talking about the different elements of the war. If he doesn't say, however, David HaMelech doesn't say how difficult is my pain or how great is my pain. Why does he say Mizmor LeDavid? He's talking about the fact that Avshalom is I have to run away from my own son who's trying to kill me. So it should say Kina LeDavid, a lamenting of David. Why does it say a song of David? Amr Abishimah by Avishalom. I don't know why it says Ben Avishalom here. Oh, that's a different person. I don't know who this is though. Amr Abishimah Ben Avishalom. Mashalamah David Omer. La Adam Shiyata Alav Shtar Chov. It's like a person who has a debt. Kodem Shepura O Haya Atsev. Person before they pay it off is sad. La Af Shepura O Sameh. After he pays it off, he's happy. Af Kain David. When he says, I'm going to bring out evil from your house, he was very sad. I'm not really sure how this equates, but he says, what?
I think it was the idea it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, you could. So maybe there's a servant or a mamzer.
This is counterintuitive. The servant, or I don't know where the mamzer even fits in, but the servant, you know, has a less of a tie of loyalty, a natural tie of loyalty to them than his son Avshalom. And it's curious that this
is quoted. It is interesting. The Evid is a little curious.
This is quoted in the name of Rav Shimon ben Avishalom. Is talking about Avshalom. So maybe he wants to make Avshalom look better than he is. Frankly, it's worse that it's my son. It's worse that it's my son. My son, it could have been he could have been just a servant.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not really sure exactly how
he says the son typically will have compassion on his father.
And that's what he's saying. Does Avshalom have compassion on his father? If he did, he wouldn't have done this. Right. I mean, you know, he doesn't have compassion on his father.
Either way, came into Chaza Avshalom, who sameach mishum hachi amar mizmor. He was happy that it was only Avshalom, not anything worse. I don't know what that means, because is there nothing in between? It's either a kino David or a mizmor David. You can't have anything like Amar David. You have to be happy about it.
There are plenty that are just titled Lidavi.
Yeah, exactly. It's like David Hashem, right? It's just like regular.
And I assume when it says moms are here, it must be talking about
somebody
category
else.
Of behavior. Instead of saying it himself, David Melech wasn't going to father any moms.
I don't know.
Well, that's another oddity.
That would reflect poorly on him.
An insult, I think, is a more recent Yiddishism as opposed to classic.
That's my impression also. So what exactly does this phrase mean? I'm not sure. Why would he still be happy even after it's not as bad as those two, if those two are much worse? So I don't know. This is somewhat of an enigma to me. Okay. You're allowed to fight with evil people in this world. Adam Lomar. What does that mean?
If somebody would whisper to you, saying,
"V'haksiv al tischar b'mereim al tikne v'osei avla," don't be jealous of those who are wicked. I don't know avla iniquities. I don't know how they translate it there. Amar lo misha libo nokvo omer kain ella al tischar b'mereim lios k'mereim. Don't be like those people. You shouldn't want to be like them. I guess when they're being particularly successful or something like that, right? Someone who is who themselves is doing some averos. So maybe he would say that they should connect with these people because at least they're successful. I don't know. The Rashi says, "Mefarish al tischar b'mreim al tiskote v'hu enu kain ela al tischar b'mreim liskaros b'maseim lomar esechin kamani." You shouldn't want to be like them. But Omer al yikne libcha b'chatam ki im biras Hashem kol yom. You should just think about don't be jealous of their sins. Just have a fear of Hashem all of your days. Ini is that true? Hamar v'itzuk amim reisa Rashi shahashem mishachekes. Well, mishachekes or misachekes. Misachekes, that the time is good for him. Al tiskarebo, you shouldn't fight with him. Shinamar yachilu deracha b'chol eis, that there are times that he actually could be successful. Od el shezoch b'din, in those times he's on a good street. His mazel is helping him out, so then he could even win a court case. Shinamar mara mishpatach minegdo v'lo od el sheroa b'tzarav, sheroa b'tzarav. That all of their difficulty is going to blow away.
Right. That not only will that way the person.
Benefichaso who docho sam kikash.
Also,
right. He can blow them away.
He can see his own foes.
Right. He can blow away the enemies easily. So you say, wait a second. So that's a case where you're not supposed to fight with them, because they're in a good run. Lo kasha habamil today habamil dishbaya. That's referring to things of his own accord, meaning things that the Rasha cares about. So those are the things you don't want to fight him with. Don't fight him on all the bad things that he does. But habadimli deshmaya, when it comes to fighting him on religious grounds, so that you should do. Vivai Sam, another possibility. Habadimli deshmaya, rather it's really always talking about religious reasons, religious topics. Mulakash habarasha shahashas misachekaslo. Habarasha enasha misachekaslo. When we said before that you shouldn't fight with a Rasha, that's referring to the time where he's not on a hot streak, where he's not having some mazel. Another possibility. Really, it's talking about even during the time of Mathel and even during religious reasons. Even during for religious reasons. Look, Asha. If a tzaddik is a full tzaddik, so he's allowed to fight. But if you're a tzaddik and you're not fully a tzaddik, so then you shouldn't fight. Lama sabit bogdav tachrish bevela rasha tzaddik bimenu v'chi rasha bolei tzaddik. Can a rasha really gobble up a tzaddik? Can he beat him? V'chsiv Hashem lo yazven biyado. Hashem's going to protect, make sure he's not left in his hands. V'chsiv lo yu'unet l'tzaddik ko'oven. El tzaddik mimenu boleia, tzaddik gomer eno boleia. Rather, what it means is, for a tzaddik, so, for a tzaddik that's not gomer, so he could be swallowed up. Whatever that means, he could be beaten. Tzaddik gamor, eno balea, a full tzaddik is not going to be hurt by a rasha. V'bay sema shabbos chakas lo, shani. I'm not really sure how the difference is between this last one and the one from beforehand, but it means when the person's on a hot streak, when he's getting good mazel, so that's when you don't want to mess with him, you don't want to fight with him. I thought we had said that already before, but maybe it's referring to something else. Okay. Still daf yomi, so we got to move ahead. Someone who has a makom kavua to daven, so then the enemies will fall from before him, under him. Shneamar v'samti makom la'amei Yisrael unitativ v'shachin tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yisifu b'nei avla la'anoso kasher barishona. Okay, so that the people aren't going to. It says there v'samti makom la'amei Yisrael. And that no one's going to fight them anymore. Not going to hurt them anymore. If Huna Rami Ksev La No So to torture. That's what I'm looking for. The Rami Ksev La No So to torture Ksev La Chalo So to wipe out. Betzchila La No So La So La Chalo So. But they're talking about different people, right? Betzchila Rashi says Kishe Nivda Habayis Nivda Almanas Shalol La No So Oyd Oyvim Li Yisrael. I'm talking about the next part. I think l'chaloso is referring to the Jewish people wiping them out. Before it's that they can't torture us, and then it's afterwards that we can wipe them out. What's the pasuk there? L'chaloso. Doesn't say. No, Rashi says it's divrei yamim. From a different pasuk of the Rambam.
The first one's from Shmuel Be. It's from Shmuel Be, and Lachaloso is from Divrei Hayamim.
Yeah. Where's that pasuk from Divrei Hayamim?
Seven.
Rashi doesn't bring it. The Torah or doesn't bring it down. I don't know where the pasuk is.
It's 17:9.
Oh, that's the one. That's the same one. What does that mean? Is that what you're talking about? Oh, Levaloso? Is he reinterpreting Lechaloso?
There's a little note here saying that our text, what they're quoting is not our text. There's a little note here.
Yeah. That's what I have here.
Quoting here is not our
it's the text. Wrong word.
Right.
I don't know what it means then.
It says here our Masoretic text.
Is Levaloso to wear them out.
With a bet, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what the Gemara means, but does that mean that we are going to hurt them, I assume? Nevla Levaloso.
He says, the verse in Shmuel refers to the beginning when the temple would be built. At that time, the assurance was that Israel's enemies would no longer torment them.
Right.
The verse in Divrei Hayamim refers to the end when Israel's sin was decreed that they must be tormented. At that time, the prayers of Israel merited that their enemies would not destroy them, but they would be tormented.
Oh, so they're both okay. So before they're allowed to be tortured, and the second, then the first one, they didn't even get tortured when there's a Beis Hamikdash. Then afterwards, they got tortured, but they wouldn't be destroyed. Okay. Interesting Gemara. And that's all based on makom by having a makom kavua. That the greater is the, how do you translate Shimusha, the apprenticeship, or the
attending study.
Right, to be there in practice, and not just learning from them. Shneamar Po, Elisha, Ben Shaphat, Ben Yetz, is that Po?
Mm-hmm.
All these psukim. Po, Elisha, Ben Shaphat, Asher Yitzok, Mayim, Al Yidei, El Yahu, Limeid, Lamad, Lo Neamar, El Yitzok, Milamin, Shekadol, Shimusha, Yosemilu, Muda. How do you translate Yitzok? He pours.
course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess the fact that he's assisting. That's greater than his learning.
It says here, poured water on the hands of Elijah. It's not said he learned, but he
Right. But how is that? It doesn't necessarily show that it's greater than learning, but it does show that he did that.
That's the way it praised him, was because he poured the water, not because he learned with it.
Okay.
Presumably he did both, but decided to praise him with the pouring the water.
Gotcha. Okay. Amar le Rabbi Yitzchak le Rabbi Nachman, my time lo asimar le be kenishnal tzuluyay. Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rabbi Nachman, why didn't you come to shul? Why didn't you come daven here? Amar le lechona, I'm not feeling so great. I'm very weak. Amar le lechnafe lemar asar v'litzli. Should we congregate 10 people around you so we can daven here? Amar le tricha li milsa. It would be a lot of effort for me. What does that mean, tricha li milsa?
Troublesome
for me. Velema, I mean, I thought originally maybe that means I don't want to trouble other people, but it's saying I don't want to trouble.
The Magen Avraham says burdening other people.
Okay, velema lemar l'shlucha de tzibur be'idna de matzah tzibur leisei v'lo da'ei lemar. Maybe we should tell you, we should send you a message to tell you that when the people are davening in shul, so you can know. So Amalei Maiku
Ehai. At the same time, so he can privately daven at the same time as they're davening in shul.
Amalei Maiku Ehai. What's with all of this? Meaning, why are you doing this? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Yishim Bar Yochai, my Dersiv, Ani Tzvas L'cha Shem Hashem Yitzvotem, Eima Se Yisratzon, B'Shah Shatzim Rizbalin. What is it, a good time to daven, a time that Hashem is going to be more favoring to you? That's when everybody else is davening. So that's why they're trying to figure out for Rav Nachman, when's a good time for him to daven, so that he can make sure he's getting that same... Zuchus of the Yisrael. Okay, everyone, have a good Shabbos. We'll pick up tomorrow at 3:30. I'm trying to figure out whether or not I can make a recording otherwise, even after Shabbos maybe, but I'm not banking on it right now. But 3:30, Mir Hashem, tomorrow, here or in the Beis Medrash somewhere, we'll have a shir.